All right, now it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop, soon-to-be Community Works Thrift Shops in downtown Carrboro, and the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Whole Foods Plaza going under renovation right now, but the PTA Thrift Shop is still open with regular hours, all stocked up for fall and the holiday season, so head on over and shop and support this great organization. By the way, more on the PTA Thrift Shop, soon-to-be Community Works, coming up during the 4 o'clock hour. We'll have Barbara Jesse Black from the Thrift Shop here in the studio to talk about the announcement of the new name change, the new branding earlier this week. Right now, we are joined for Kids Q by our two favorite people, Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson. How are you this Friday?
Great. One of those is my favorite person. It's me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Also,
man, we're starting off. We're starting off salty.
Yeah, I'm mostly stuck on those classes you were talking about. I'm trying to take a metalsmithing class, and what was it? Acrylic impressionism.
Impressionism in acrylic. So it's not just learn how to paint with acrylics. It's to learn how to paint like Monet with acrylics.
That's fantastic.
Right?
I
love that.
I needed that.
De Monet. Say it.
De Monet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
De Monet?
De Monet.
Oh, man, you're not getting the reference.
I don't get it. Sorry.
Answer the World, Part 1.
Oh, it's been a while.
De Monet! Say it! Count the money.
I've only seen that movie once because Life of Brian and Holy Grail are so much better.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't get me wrong. I like Life of Brian and the Holy Grail. I mean, the Holy Grail is a classic.
Holy Grail is classic.
Holy Grail is classic. But
History
you
of the
have
world.
To give Mel Brooks props in that he took everything that was sacred and totally just tore it apart.
Yeah.
Is it History of the World that has the bankers with like filing cabinet ship skyscrapers? Or
no.
I'm also just now realizing that is Monty Python
and the Holy Grail.
Yeah. I've got
I've
got History of the World confused with Meaning of Life. In both cases, I prefer watching Life of Brian, but yeah.
A strong choice. Yeah.
It is really weird. I've gone back and looked at like movies from the 70s and just like the history of film in the 70s. And just the whole comedy genre in the 70s is just nothing but Mel Brooks and Monty Python. Like, they are so dominant.
Prevalent
in the
decade. 70s, yes. Yeah. Here's a fun fact about Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
You know the film The Elephant Man with John Hurt?
Yes.
He was an executive producer of that film.
Interesting.
But awesome. He didn't want his name added because he figured people would assume that it was a comedy.
Oh,
that's an interesting little tidbit there.
Was his name added? Did he go?
His name is nowhere
just
on the
silent
film.
Partner.
His name is nowhere on the film, but he was an executive producer
what
of
was the
Elephant
movie,
Man.
What was the movie that I just watched where Steven Mnuchin is an executive producer? It's like, I'm going back, and Victor, you and I were talking about this earlier. I'm going back and watching some of my favorite movies from the last decade, and there's one that I just watched where just randomly I'm going through the credits, and, oh, Steven Mnuchin, executive producer. I'm like, oh, yes, that's right. He was a movie producer before his current occupation.
This is such esoteric film knowledge.
Another fun fact about the Elephant Man.
Yeah,
another
it's
fun
cute.
Fact about
yeah.
the Elephant Man. So John Hurt was the
yes.
Elephant Man in that movie. He was also that year signed up for another film that starred Kris Kristofferson and Christopher Walken. It was a Western, but it was like a very esoteric Western.
Was it Heaven's Gate?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
so John
yeah.
Hurt was also in Heaven's Gate.
Which was
a terrible
famous
movie.
Disaster.
And
yes.
Kevin Costner
yeah.
was also the body in The Big Chill.
Hold on. Let me finish. So John Hurt was in Elephant Man the same year that
yes.
he was in Heaven's Gate.
Right.
The rumor is that Heaven's Gate was taking so long to film.
Which it was.
John Hurt was able to be on the set for Heaven's Gate, shoot a scene,
uh-huh.
and they were taking so long to get to his next scene. He left, filmed Elephant Man, and came back.
Like all of Elephant Man?
All of Elephant Man came back and finished Heaven's Gate.
Wow. That's impressive.
Mm.
Yeah. Just goes to show you, if you're going to make a good movie, make it fast.
Truly. Get
yep.
it done.
Unless you're Kubrick, in which case take as much time as
yeah,
you want.
Yeah,
127 takes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Or Coppola. Yes. Kubrick or Coppola.
Speaking
there we go.
Of one-take wonders, what's on the Kids Q table?
Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question.
I don't like that smile.
How would you describe a tree to someone who has never seen one before?
Okay, there's no way that's actually the Kids Q question.
How would you describe? There is no way.
How would you describe?
Give me the sheet. Give me the sheet. Let me look at it.
Someone who has never seen one before.
Oh my lord, that is the question. Oh man.
I thought this was an interesting question, and I have no idea how to even begin to do it.
Hopefully, this person can see so that I've got some points of reference to point them toward.
That might be cheating. Then you just like take them to a tree and be like, there.
It's right there.
So in other words, we're telling someone who's never seen a tree what a tree is.
What a tree is or what a tree looks like.
So are we telling what it is, or are we describing it
We're describing it. So I think that includes what it is, but we're describing
not
it.
Not necessarily.
So
I would say pure physical appearance. You are describing the aesthetic experience of a tree.
Okay.
So, well, the other question is, what previous knowledge do they have that I can build off of to compare said tree to?
That's why I was talking about sight, but I don't know. I think it's probably best to play this by ear. Like, a tree.
Yes.
First off, a tree is tall.
Yes.
A tree is very tall.
But like the ideal platonic form of a tree
is
tall.
So we're going the ideal tree.
We're going super esoteric now. Yeah. Yes.
We're
going the ideal, like, dictionary, okay. The picture in the dictionary of a tree.
If you put a picture in a dictionary, this tree is
the
tree.
The tree.
The tree.
That's really what I'm
saying. Probably an oak.
I feel like the oak is a pretty solid
oak
tree.
Oak is pretty solid.
That's a very tree.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like tree in italics. That's a tree.
With all due respect to the pine.
Pine. Right.
But yes, I think
because
oak,
I feel
right.
like the pine is less widespread than
I
the oak.
Think
well, and also
so, yeah.
like a big part of trees of the dictionary trees of the tree, the concept is leaves and fall. Like the changing of the seasons and all that stuff. And you don't get that from pine. So tall. I think we can all agree on tall.
Tall.
Like,
yes.
At the very least, a full grown tree will normally be taller than an adult human, so it's definitely tall. Spread, I guess we'd have to try and describe the concept of shade. Well, what's making the shade? The leaves. What are the leaves? They're these little green.
I mean, they're basically small tree offshoots of a bigger tree.
Pieces of nature paper.
It's like a giant green mushroom with a really thin stem.
You would confuse me. If
I mean,
said that a tree
I confuse you most of the time.
So you're
it's
saying
a
it's a fungus?
Maybe
no,
like
I'm
it
saying it's
starts.
Like, I say it's got the shape of a mushroom.
In a stem and a trunk, a pipe, and it goes up.
All right, Kids Q, you've stumped us.
Umbrella. Oh man, this is so difficult.
It's a tough
you
one.
Think you're educated, and then somebody asks you to describe a tree. And
I am educated. I did not major in tree description.
This is why I'm not allowed to be Earth's emissary. Human, describe me your local plant life. Oh man.
What's your local flora?
Like, this also really like brings home how difficult it is to write a dictionary. Like we take
a
dictionary for granted, but when you like sit down and try to define all of the words, it just becomes really difficult really fast.
Yeah,
because dictionary
like,
is a really complex book
in my
to write.
Situation, obviously you would get to S before you get to T.
Right.
And so you would see stick.
Yes.
And my definition would say see tree.
Ah.
So then you would go flip through to tree and it would say tree. And my thing would probably say see stick.
I think your dictionary would be nothing but references to itself. See the following entry, like the world's worst choose your own adventure.
There are philosophers who say that that's basically what
AJ's,
language is.
AJ's
anyway.
Dictionary, and you open it, and it's just blank pages.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Mm. Yeah. Or just like see like later words in the dictionary.
what if you
get down to like zizigy, and then it's just like, oh,
just
here we go.
I did a dictionary with every word in the English language in the dictionary.
Yes.
And then just the definition of every one was see Webster's dictionary.
Hmm. That
sounds
would be...
like a fantastic art project. You could put that in the Agland.
You could.
Would
it would be
next...
removed by the staff almost
I can put it.
Just like me every time
it.
I go to the Agland.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, or if, unlike us, you have an answer, feel free to share them on Facebook or Twitter.
Please
tag
do.
Us at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.